know what happened was when the government came in to power in 2005, this present government which is functioning, the police department was woefully short of constables. The shortage was to the extent of about 12,000 in a force of 35,000. It was woefully short. We knew at the being at the top of the operational part of the police department, we knew, and I knew especially, that there is no way in which I can get this shortage made up in the next 3 years. It involves the process of recruitment, of training, and only after the training these constables could have been used for operational purposes. That would have taken us 3 years, recruitment and training. So this was a big constraint. What came to my mind was very outlandish. It was proposed, it was accepted by the government, and it was accepted very fast. The idea was, can we take retired army people on contract, because I didn't need to train them. In the army, the constables retire at an early age compared to the police. We go for retirement at the age of 58 for the constables. There they retire at the age of 45. So I thought they would be good to work for another 2 years at least, till I get my men. So it was contract given to retired army men, taken on contract. So for the first time, this concept of contract policing, well, this had never come. People taken on contract to do policing work. And I think it was a win-win situation for the army people and the Bihar police. We called our group, it was a group of about 5,000 people, SAP, the subsidiary armed police. SAP we call it, and SAP was such a big hit in this state. People were terribly scared of the SAP. Yeah, army ka aadmi. That used to be the concept.